Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dutch Leonard. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney takes first base on ball four. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill strikes out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards second. Collins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Blue moves to second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leonard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy strikes out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Haney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields the ball and throws to Lyons covering. Safe. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Haney moves to second. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haney scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely races to the bag, beating Cobb for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Wingo moves to third. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wingo scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-1 in the game. Mostill takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0-for-1 in the game. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second, with Davis covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Haney moves to second. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 1 in the game. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. There goes Grabowski. The throw from Basler to second, and Grabowski is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 2 in the game. Basler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo who is chasing the ball. Ma still reaches third base with a triple. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ma still scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Basler and he is out, O'Rourke applying the tag. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shealy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-2 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-3 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Heilman moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Grabowski hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Elsh pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Ma still strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 3 in the game. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 3 in the game. Leonard bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Haney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Basler moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Basler moves to third. Haney moves to second. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Basler scores. Haney scores. O'Rourke moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Wingo moves to second. It's 6-1, Tigers. Frank Mack now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wingo scores. Cobb moves to third. It's 7-1, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Heilman moves to second. It's 8-1, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski throws to third and has Heilman trapped. There's the throw to Davis, who tags Heilman for the out. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground for a single. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.